I want to thank Torah Anytime. I want to thank Kol HaLoshen. Thank the Eibush himself. What a simcha it is to be alive. The Eibush is beautiful world. Ah, what a simcha to be alive. I don't know. I speak to people with, I just had someone on the phone with me today crying for 1.5 hours. Believe me, I felt there was something to cry about. It wasn't stopped. But I can't say this to someone crying on the phone. It's, if they don't have the chinuch, what they, people go through in life, you know, different things. If you don't have the chinuch, it's not gonna, but I would tell the Eilam, what makes you tick? What do you want in life? I'm telling you, I say it, I'm a broken record. Rabbi Miller for sure is on my side. The Baal Shem is above us. Is way, I got it all from him. The simcha in life is breathing, seeing, hearing, talking, moving your limbs. Ah, Himmel's Gishrei, it's delicious to do that stuff. It's so delicious. I went to the tine of that, a carbon. You want to come, Rabbi Miller says, you want to get simcha? Go to a chronic disease hospital and look what's going on. This guy can't talk, can't hear, can't see, can't hear. You want to see him in action? What's going on there? The yesurim that people go through, shrekless. Well, that's, you see that? You'll cheer up. It's a little funny. That, Rabbi Miller, what's this all about? I'd rather hear it very well. I hear it, Meredith. I'll tell you why. I'm clicked with Rabbi Miller, even though I did know him, but my main chinuch was Levardig, a little word of Slobodka. You also had big Talmidim, Kelm, Levardig, and Slobodka. That's my main little Chaim Berlin. But why did I pick? Because I find everything. He had it. In breaking midas, he chopped the sugya better than anybody. Or Miller's, it's mamish. He chopped, you don't chop while you're going around saying it. Oh, you have to be mishtatif. What baloney, mishtatif and yenim star. Baloney before that guy was born, you were kvetching. Now you found another reason to kvetch. You went to chronic disease hospital. Hoy, how much stars are we? Hey, blah, 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 blah. You've been saying hoy way back. Don't blame it on the chronic disease. Now you got another, but it's real. I know it's real, and your mida of kvetching is so real. It's sitting in your system. It goes back dagas. They say we're Gilgulim of Dara Midba, you know, Messainanim with the Meraglim, Bechila Dairis. You cry for no reason, you will give you what to cry about. That's the whole Golas is sitting on, that's the whole Torah. You kvetch. So therefore, you must go extreme. Rabbi Miller said, it sounds cold, ain't hey? You must go extreme. I have a riot straight from the pasuk. What are you going to dump to? Are they tomorrow? All the punishments that... The mitzvah, that's a positive thing, then not go over there? And the answer is yes. Kol ha-machla, ha-shesamti, b'mitzrayim. Lo yasim ha-lecha. It won't happen to you. Just behave. But a person has to know. He has to have a Yerush Shemayim. Is a potential of that. But it's not happening. And your simcha is such simcha from being alive and healthy. It's such a simcha to be healthy. What a bracha. And just be sitting in a chair and being able to move and to come. People are... You have to sit, Rabbi Miller. You have to kick in after a while. Someone's hoxing cup with that all day long. Slowly but surely, it becomes real. And you really love it. And it's fun. Now you're a little different than the rest of the world. The rest of the world is very... You don't hop. We certainly have to make an island to really do it right. Rabbi Miller's godless was... He was a walking island. He was a Gibar Shein Kamayim. He was a big Balkishin. He was able to be alone in his own world. It's not so simple for everybody to do that. The Navadiga's Shita was to live in the forest, away from everyone else, And we're going to talk our language. And we're going to have our fun. You know, people run into the food. Watch the way the guy eats. Food's all over the place. How can't you avoid food? That's all they talk about. Food. Did you eat? Do you eat yet? Did you eat? I was once in the mountains, in the yeshiva there, and the shalosh shudas, they put me up front. They put me up front over there, and to eat with the rosh yeshivas. And they were a little concerned. There was some private food over there, some dips, and the guy